We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Yud Gimel Sif Ches. Says the Mechaber, Safsal Shanishmar Echad Mei Raglav, a bench which lost one of its legs, Aser Lachzir Lemkomo, you cannot return the leg to the bench. Ulaniach Osutzad Hashamash Al Safsal Acher, but to place the side of the bench which is missing the leg on top of another bench, Yesh Mishamachshir Mir Laasor. There are some who even prohibit that. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason for the prohibition of returning the leg is because of the prohibition of bone, and it is even prohibited, says the Mishnah Berurah, to return the leg in a loose manner, gzeira, that you might come to force it in and put it in a tight manner, as we saw earlier. And once again, the Chazon Ish, as we pointed out, would say that you are allowed to place it in a loose manner, even if it is the derech to make it in a tight manner. And for those that say that it is prohibited to return it, you are also, the object itself becomes muksa also, since we are afraid that you are going to return it and perform an isser with it. As well, when the Ramah says, Ein le'el semen shin ches, the Mishnah Berurah explains that that is referring to earlier, where we stated that if you sat on it beforehand, before Shabbos, you sat on this bench which didn't have the leg, then you have shown that this bench is roi for you, even without the leg, and therefore it is not muksa, you are allowed to use it, and we are not afraid that you might come to place the leg back in it in a tight manner. Sif tes, hatoke, eitz be'eitz, bein shetaka masmer, bein shetaka be'eitz, atzmo, atchen esached, harizet toled desbone. If you take two pieces of wood and attach them, either with a nail or just through sheer force of sticking the two pieces of wood together, that is prohibited, mishum bone. Sif Yud, Chatzesh and Eskalka Labimeme Geshamim, a field which was ruined due to rain. Yachol Lizros Ba Tevin, you can spread straw, Velo Chashiv Kemosev Alabinyan, it is not considered to be adding on to that field. Uvavad Sheyashan, as long as you do it in an abnormal way, Shelo Yizra Lo Basav Lo Bakuva Lo Shulei Akupa, you shouldn't spread it the way that you normally spread it. Sheyavchenav Yavi Tevin Al Shuleh, Dehainu Lede Shinwe. You should do it upside down. Aval Biyad, Usser, but with your hand you are not allowed to do so. The prohibition over here would be mishum bone of adding on to the field, if you were actually adding on to the field, or if you were being mashve gumos, you were evening out the field. However, here, since you are not being mavatel, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, you are not leaving it there for good, as an animal could come and eat the tevin, therefore, that which you are doing is not considered to be similar to bone. However, it still needs to be done in an abnormal manner because of the dechol, so that you should not do work the way that you normally do work during the week. Siman Shin Yadala, Dvarim HaAsur Mishum Binyan Ustir B'Shabbos. Sif Aleph, Ein Binyan Ustir B'Kalim. There is no prohibition of bona or soser, of building or destroying, when it comes to vessels. However, the Mechaber makes a dramatic limitation on this statement. V'hani mili she'inu binyan mamish. That's only if the bona which you are doing with these vessels is not a true binyan, a complete binyan. Kagon chavis, such as a barrel, she'inu machzakas arba'im sa'a, which is not 40 sa'a, which does not hold 40 sa'a, because if it holds 40 sa'a, then it would no longer be considered a vessel, and it would be binyan ustira mamish, not binyan ustira bekalim. So referring to a barrel which is less than arba'im sa'a, shenishbara, it broke, v'dibek shvara bezefes, and you put it back together using zefes. Since it is not a whole kli anymore, yachol l'shavra likach masha besocha, you are now able to destroy it in order to get that which you want out of it, that binyan ustira bekalim is permissible. However, if it was the completed chavis originally, then it would be prohibited. That would be binyan mamish. As long as when you destroyed it, you did not intend on having a nice opening in order to get that which you want out of it. Even though you were not over on stira in such a situation, you were over on amake bepatish. However, if it is a complete kli, you cannot destroy it. And you cannot even place a new hole in that kli. Even if it already has a hole in it, you can't even expand that hole. The Taz says that this hole which you are adding is going to be prohibited, even if it is not a hole which allows things to come in and out of it. It will be prohibited midrabanan. As well, points out the Mishnah Berurah, even though in general we say soser is only chayev if it is almanas livnos, destroying is only prohibited if you are going to rebuild. Otherwise, it is makalkel, it is still usur midrabanan. All of that which we are saying is only according to the Mechaber. However, the Vilna Gaon, broader than the Mishnah Berurah, says that there are those who hold ein stir bekelim bichlal, even if you destroy a kli shalem, unless you make it into a new kli when you destroy it. This discussion has ramifications when it comes to opening up aluminum cans on Shabbos, a tuna can or something like that. Chazon Ish says that when it was closed, it was not a kli, and therefore opening it would not be a problem of sosa. However, it will be a problem of bona, as he thinks you are creating a kli when you open it. The Rav Shlomo Zalman says that since you do not reuse these kalim for anything else, it is not going to be prohibited. As long as it is a one-time use tuna can, it is permissible to open it up as long as you empty out the can when you open it. Rav Moshe has another tzad l'hatir, that not only is it a mustiki, is it this weak kind of can, weak kind of utensil, which we say ain bingin ustir bekalim by it, but it also is choslos. The whole purpose of this can is to cover that which is inside of it, so it is like a klipa, it is like a peel of a nut or something of that nature, which you are allowed to destroy on Shabbos. So as long as, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, as long as you get rid of it right away, it is going to be permissible, and according to Rav Moshe, it might be permissible anyway, that which is around it is like a wrapper. One more important point comes from the Ber Halacha, who quotes Rashi, who seems to say that as long as it is for food, it is going to be permissible, since it is Derech Kilkel. However, the Ber Halacha brings most Rishonim who disagree with this Rashi and say that this heter of for food is not going to be permissible in all situations.